You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At the end of the first day of the Pope's visit to Armenia, the director of the Holy See Press Office gave a press conference yesterday. Here's Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi.
First of all, I have always to say and to witness that the Pope is in good health and is very happy to be here. The flight was very good. The Pope has met the journalist on the flight, saying also some very, very, very short word about two important news, about the process of peace in Colombia and the Brexit, but very, very short. And this is published on the website of the Holy See. But then he came here, and this is what interests us in particular. I find that in the first day, this is the first day that we have accomplished, there are already two essential dimensions of the visit that are approached and already very well seen by every one of us. The first is the ecumenical dimension, because the Pope began with a visit to the Holy Etmiadzin, to the wonderful church of the of St. Gregor the Illuminatore, and was a wonderful meeting of prayer with this speech of the Catholicos and of the Pope. We have always seen how the Catholicos was friendly and happy to meet with the Pope. And I think the embrace that was at the beginning, before the altar, was a very powerful image. And I can immediately add what you have not seen at the end of this day, the encounter of the Pope with the Catholicos in the palace, Apostolic Palace in Etmiadzin, was very friendly also. There were more than 40 bishops of the Apostolic Church that have received the Pope in a very familiar way, and everyone has greeted the Pope, and the Catholicos has had very friendly words for for the Pope and for the delegation. And this was a very significant event at the end of this day. You can have, I think, also the image through the Vatican Television Center and the official cameraman. There was also an exchange of gifts, very interesting, because the Pope has given to the Catholicos a mosaic of the Mother of God, and the Catholicos has given to the Pope a chalice, a wonderful chalice, and also a very interesting object in which an artist has done a very little portrait of the Pope, 1 millimeter. He is an artist that is specialist in very, very little portraits, and you need an apparatus to see this, and it was a very original gift. And also the Catholicos has also given to the Pope a picture with the martyrs, Armenian martyrs. It was a moving moment, and the Pope has written on the golden book of the palace these words: with great joy I am here, I am received in this house, like at home, at my home, in these holy and blessed places. I thank profoundly, and I pray to God to bless Armenia and our common way as Christian toward the full unity. Another aspect of the visit, obviously this today, was this important event in the presidential palace. You could follow in life the the speech of the president and of the Pope, and in this sense I have not very much to add, but you all have noted this little but very significant addition by the Pope with the word, very expected word, genocide. But the Pope has not only said this only word, genocide, he has also added some other observation at the end of the phrase, where he has said that tragedy, that genocide, was the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century, made possible by twisted racial, ideological, or religious aims that darkened the minds of the tormentors even to the point of planning the annihilation of entire peoples. This was already a clear description of what genocide is. But the Pope has still added some words. It is also a fact that in such terrible tragedies of the past century, also the great international powers had not taken their responsibility. And this fact that the Pope has spoken of the Armenian genocide in the context of the past century was already said very clearly in his greetings, in his words, before, at the beginning of the big mass in St. Peter's Basilica 1 year ago. Not in the homily, but in the word at the beginning of the celebration, that were very strong words. In this sense, the Pope has spoken already at that time of the Armenian tragedy as the first in a century in which there are also many others. In particular, two others big, with the Nazism and the Soviet. In this sense, the Pope has said the other two were Nazism and Soviet regime. Well, for the meeting with the president, a little thing, but it was for me also interesting, for some of you maybe interesting. The gift of the president to the Pope was a statue of Saint Gregor of Narek in bronze, very modern, very wonderful, with the angel and the book of Gregor of Narek. And giving the gift, the president has said to the Pope that the Armenian in the world have the intention to collect money to build an enormous statue of Gregor of Narek to put it in the Vatican. I don't know if there will be at the Basilica of St. Peter, but we will see. The president has said that there is this intention, and the Pope has said thank you, and then it is ready to receive this new gift, because Gregor of Narek is a symbol, a very important symbol also of Occidental and Oriental churches. Is a father of the church, a universal father of the church. Well, the Pope has given to the president also the three most important documents of his pontificate. They are Evangelii Gaudium, Laudato Si, and the Amoris Laetitia. As a good reading book for the president and for the Armenian nation. Well, I think that this, in this sense, with these two big events, the ecumenical dimension and the dimension of the relation of the Pope with the Armenian nation, Armenian people and history, are very well approached, and they can continue also in the next days with new events, like tomorrow morning the visit to the memorial, and then with the ecumenical meeting tomorrow evening in the square here in Yerevan. But we will have tomorrow also a new dimension, that is the specific meeting with the Catholic community here in Armenia, with the mass in Gyumri. Well, I stop here to let you pose some question if you desire.
Dice, adesso voi avete detto, fate attenzione quando pronunciate le due parole Metzger e genocidio. Chiediamo adesso come questione. Per voi, come Santa Sede, questo pone problemi con le vostre relazioni con Ankara o no?
Well, the word Metzger is the classic word for the Armenian people, like Shoah for the Jews, I think. In this sense, it is what we use normally because it is clearly the word of the Armenian history for everyone. The word genocide is, as you know, discussed word, but there is a substance of the reality that is very clear, and practically in the same phrase that we have read, that the Pope has said, as he said then genocide, he has given a definition, a description of what a genocide is. In the sense, about the reality of the problem, there was no problem, there is no problem. I think everyone of us knows what this big tragedy was. And also the popes have said this in the past many, many, many times. Then it is something that you can evaluate if this is good or not to use a certain word, but the reality is clear, and we don't deny, have never denied what the reality is. In a conversation some weeks ago about the problem of the Christian in the Middle East, someone asked the Pope about it was a genocide of the Christian in the Middle East. And he said, I prefer not to use the word genocide, because this is more something political or sociological. For me, in the case, is more the problem of a persecution for the Christian faith. And then I prefer to put the attention on this dimension, and in this sense I don't like to use the word genocide in the case of this situation of the Christian in the Middle East, because I think this does not say directly what for me is more important, the Christian witnesses and the suffering for the faith. About the Armenian situation, yes, we have seen the Pope has used this word. The substance, I say, this was totally clear, I think, also in the past. In the past, the use by the popes were in this common declaration of Karekin and John Paul II, what is said the first genocide of this of the past century was already used. And sometime it was quoted also. This time the Pope has decided not only to quote, but also to use the word, because it thinks in the common understanding this is a genocide, and I described it, the reality as it is. And then the Pope has seen that there was no reason to not to use this word in this case. But this is evaluation, and we accept it.
Sta chiedendo, casomai, se la Santa Sede, riguardo tutta la documentazione che ci sta nei archivi vaticani, se la Santa Sede potrà mettere a luce e mettere anche a disposizione degli storici per sapere quello che è stato successo e se c'è possibilità di pubblicarle. Dal 1911 dicono che, perché nell'11 avevano detto che saranno aperti a tutti e poi nessuno ne parla, come se fosse non siano aperti a tutti adesso. a disposizione.
I am not a scholar of the archives, but I think that these times are already open, and I have received a book of a German scholar, Don, about the Armenian genocide and the problem of this time, written all with documents from the Vatican archives. And in this sense, I can send you this book, but it is someone has already studied many documents of Vatican archives about this history. But I invite you to listen to the speech of the Pope also tomorrow, because he has still something to say to us about the ecumenism, about the engagement together for the peace, for development, for justice, and so on. And also, he has already spoken, and he will speak again, of the way toward the unity of the Christian. In the sense of what expects the Pope, he expects to encourage the Armenian and the Armenian Apostolic Church as a sister church, the Armenian Catholic as faithful of his flock, to go on with courage, with enthusiasm. But he has also has come, as he has said, with great respect to receive also for the great history of Armenia, for the great culture of Armenia, the fact that it is the first Christian nation that has an incredible history of Catholic culture, liturgy, wisdom, and so on, is something that is important for the entire church. Every moment encounter of the Pope with local churches, or as you see, maybe little churches from the number of people, but with a great richness, is to bring to the universal church a big important contribution to awake the awareness of this. We are not aware normally of how much there is of tradition, culture in the world. Armenia is a treasure. I have not to answer for Turkey because I am not responsible of this. I can say what the Pope has said, and you know what the Pope has said, but I would stress, please, for every one of you, that the Pope speaks always in the perspective of peace and reconciliation and the dialogue of the different peoples and nations and cultures. And also during this trip, he has already spoken in this direction, and he will surely speak again in this direction. And then in this sense, I think there are many Armenians that have good relation with Turkey. There are many Turks that have good relation with Armenian. There are incredible amount of people that desire peace and the dialogue, and that if they have the memory of the past, if we have the memory of the past, is not to continue to discuss and do new wars, but is to understand what the lessons of the past are, so that we can avoid for the future what has happened. It is exactly what the Pope has said about the tragedies of the past century. And the Pope has said that there is not only this, but there are many, very near to us in the time. What happened in Africa, what happened in the Balkans and so on, it is horrible and is very near to us. That is, many people have not understood what the lesson of the past are, what is the dignity of the people that we have to respect, and so on. Then we have always to recall this, but only for reason of peace and of respect of the dignity, not for reason of discussions and polemic and new conflicts. Okay. This is, has to be clear, and this is the intention of the Pope in this sense.
Una bella questione. Dice che il Santo Padre è stato accolto all'aeroporto con i due doni del pane armeno e lavash e con albicocche e chiede se il Santo Padre le ha gustati o no.
Le albicocche.
E abbiamo fatto caso che il Santo Padre guardava verso il monte Ararat e era così contento di vedere questo monte biblico.
Si vedeva stamattina.
Non so, un pochino, insomma.
Yeah.
Ma speriamo che prima... Albicocche, Ziran.
Ziran, sì. Yeah.
Yes. Prunus Armeniacus, il nome tecnico. Well.
The Prunus Armeniacus is very famous in the world, and we appreciate all, not only the Pope, but we also. Coming in at Miazin, we have found in every one of our rooms a group, a lot of these wonderful fruits, and we have had a big joy in eating. In this sense, I think the Pope is totally aware of the famous Armenian Prunus, and he appreciates very much. But this is enough. Yeah, but the Mount Ararat, we are here for the first time. I am always watching in this direction to see if I see the Ararat. I hope to see very well, because I know what is for the Armenian soul and also for the it's a universal symbol, the Ararat, with the arch. We look toward the Ararat to see also the rainbow of peace. Yes.
Dice, dato che il Santo Padre viene in pellegrino, come pellegrino, ora la questione, prima di andarsene di qua, lui parlerà di incitare gli altri di venire come pellegrini in Armenia anche?
Every one of us has a pilgrimage in his soul. He is a faithful desire to meet the source of the faith, of the history of the faith. In this sense, to come to Armenia to admire and to receive the richness of the Armenian culture and religiosity and witness the martyrs of Armenia is something that is very important for everyone. In this sense, as the Pope has come, I think many other people will come, and the Pope will reveal to many people the richness and the spiritual importance of Armenia. Yes, from the very beginning of this pontificate, the Pope has chosen to use very simple cars and not armored cars, to be like the common people, to be like the normal poor, not so poor, but in any case, not rich people, and to have a way of life that is of the common people, the people that are not rich. In this sense, he thinks that for many, the dimension of the power of the car is a symbol of richness, of power, of and so on. This is very popular. We know this, and then. If he will give us another message, he chose to have a very little and simple car. It is something wonderful. If you are not here, maybe, but in America also, you have a long motorcade with security and so on. All big, enormous armored cars with powerful people. And then you see a very little car in the midst, and you say, ah, yes, there is the Pope. In other cases, if you look for the president, you look for the most important car. But if you look for the Pope, you have to look for the more little car. This is a message of simplicity of life.
Yeah.
I have a simple question. Do I understand it right that the Secretary of State in the Vatican was afraid of using the word genocide, and that it was the personal courage of Pope Francis in changing the speech and to see it open and clearly, more clearly, that the Secretary of State in the Vatican obviously did not ought to do?
This is not correct. The Pope had seen and approved all the texts that you have. In this sense, the Pope has said, this is the text that I have in mind to pronounce. It was not imposed to him by me or by the Cardinal Parolin or by another. It was prepared, given to him, he has said, he has approved, and then we have given to you, we preview that the Pope will this year. Obviously, we have always said to you, the Pope is free to change. Until the last minutes, we give you the text saying, check and control if this is what he says, or he says something more. Sometime you prefer to do a surprise or to let something not previewed that has a certain force of shock and can be. In this sense, it is clear that the Pope has chosen today to add this word. This was not something that it has reflected, and he said, I will add this word. And he has also added the other words that I have said to you that were already in his mind in the past, in other occasion. But if we, before a speech of the Pope, we don't use this word, or we give it is to let to the Pope his freedom. I understand? Yes. If I am a servant of the Pope, I have to let the Pope to decide. I have not to decide for him. Or to say, you have to say this, or you have not to say this. You say what you will say, and I will give you all the freedom and the premise to be free until the end to do what you, in this moment, think is the best. Is it clear?
Okay. I'm Michael Hesemann, and I'm very grateful that you mentioned my book and my studies in the Vatican Secret Archives, where we located over 3,000 pages of documents on the Armenian genocide.
Yes.
But I wanted to remind you that also your fellow Jesuit father, Pater Wilson, published a 6-volume edition of documents about the Armenian history, including the genocide. I personally am working together with the Academy of Sciences of Armenia, the National Academy of Science. Yesterday I lectured on the subject at the Genocide Institute and Museum here in Yerevan. So in Armenia, all this information is already available. Also the book you mentioned will come out in Armenia. But my question is now, in the last couple of days, especially yesterday, there were rumors that the Holy Father would hesitate to use the term genocide. What do you think has caused these rumors?
The last word that you said, there was the rumors, and first of all, I am happy to see you here. I had not recognized you, but it's exactly your book that I had in mind. And indeed, you said you can be in contact directly with the lady that was asking for your information. Yeah, for the other thing, I had 2 minutes ago said we leave to the Pope the freedom to say what he desires. Yeah. You are in Armenia, the Pope is in Armenia, the Pope says in Armenia what he has decided to say in Armenia. I had not to say a week before, or Magister had not to say a week, 2 weeks before what the Pope had to say. And yet, then we have to listen. I say, please, listen to what he says, and then you are free to discuss and to say this like me or not, but you have to listen to him. And in the sense, the rumors, yes, rumors. You have not to believe to all the rumors that you find. You are a journalist. You know very well how many rumors are around and are not the last word of the truth.
Allora sta chiedendo, visto che il Santo Padre, che rappresenta la più grande chiesa nel mondo, io pensavo che loro facevano la traduzione, ma insomma, ha chiesto che cosa fa la Chiesa Cattolica verso tutti, diciamo così, gli eretici che stanno nel mondo facendo tanto male e nessuno parla contro di loro. Ora chiede se il Santo Padre ha una posizione verso tutti questi movimenti nuovi nel cristianesimo che combattono la Chiesa, anche in Armenia.
The Pope is proposing what is good to propose. No, our first intention is always to announce the gospel in a correct way, to try to let the people understand what the will of God, what the significance of the gospel is in a very positive way. Now, obviously, we have some time also to warn if there are particular dangers. But I think in this world that is like a desert spiritually, very often, we have to announce with very great faith and joy the positive side of our faith. And this is what the Pope Francis had done from the very beginning of his pontificate in a very effective way, I think, to announce continuously the love of God, the mercy of God. We are in the years of the mercy of God, that God is always ready to forgive. These are very positive messages, and many, many people have opened their eyes and the ears and have begun to look for the message of the Church as a positive message of salvation. In this sense, this is what takes our energies and the energies of Pope Francis before all.
That was Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, Director of the Holy See Press Office.